This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a special encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We've made it through Thanksgiving. Todd Kunin and I, Frederick Penny, your host. Todd Kunin, my co-host. Denise Dirks is still trying to get over the turkey that she ate. We have Cal Hunter behind the glass. Welcome to Radio Law Talk this day after Thanksgiving, or 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know what the color is. It's Black Friday, so would this be like Plaid Saturday?
I think it's called Getting Over Turkey Saturday.
That could be. That could be.
And we are here to talk about some really interesting things today, Todd. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. It is the 30th of November. I can't believe it's already Christmas time is rolling around.
I'm right there with you. What happened to this year?
The year just flew by. Radio Law Talk is booming. Life is good. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative talk show on the radio other than the alien shows. And we warned you last week on Saturday that what's going to happen is you're going to be sitting around the table with the in-laws. You can call us and tell us if there's anything exciting that happened around the Thanksgiving table where you used Radio Law Talk as evidence. That's the only way you can use us as evidence. Do not use us in a court of law. Like an individual billionaire we're going to talk about today that likes to use anecdotal issues in court, we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Krispy Kreme donuts today. Cal, this is the most important thing because I know you like Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme is being sued.
Oh, shocker.
And I'm not going to tell you why, because we're going to tease you on that one, because we're going to do a case or no case. But Krispy Kreme donuts is being sued. I swung by Krispy Kreme donuts, and I will tweet this out and put it on our Facebook, and bought the Krispy Kreme donuts, the said Krispy Kreme donuts that are being sued. And Todd and I and Cal will be the taste testers here to determine whether or not this lawsuit should be valid. Now,
she went on an evidentiary field trip, Fred?
It was a field trip that, you know, I just opened them up, Todd, and looked. They messed with me because there's one missing.
Oh, man.
I think they owe me a donut. Well, one's
okay,
missing.
Okay, so I would say that one is missing, but the problem is I also see a bit of icing in the corner of Fred's mouth.
If it's either a clerk or Fred with a little raspberry jelly running out of his
chest. You can't claim theft. That's like the guy who claimed that he lost his cigars to arson.
All I got to say, if you're the lawyer and you're suing Krispy Kreme donuts and you're on the plaintiff side and a big dude walks in, he's got a little glazed donut in the corner of it, he's got a little bit on his shirt, you might want to, you know, you can't discriminate, but you might want to say, sir, should I boot you off this jury because you're discriminatory for Krispy Kreme donuts? And when he says, no.
Nope. Would the judge order the jury not to taste these?
I don't know what's going to happen.
And would the jury say, Your Honor, I'll take the gig if I can go to Krispy Kreme and try them out.
You think Krispy Kreme donuts has a little Krispy Kreme truck outside the courtroom and they're passing out free donuts to everybody? Here you go. Here you go.
We don't want to influence the jury at all. But these are hot.
Okay. Don't burn yourself. So this is an interesting lawsuit we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about, we have brought it up before, there's the billionaire we're going to talk about that is being sued for sexual harassment, and it's more mainly his antics that occur in the courtroom that is the most interesting thing to discuss. But here's a big one we're going to talk about. Don't pardon the pun. But remember we talked about the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in a Colorado, it was I think it was Fort Collins, Colorado, had an ordinance that you cannot be topless as a woman in public, and the Free the Nipple movement said forget it, we can't, and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals held and says it's discriminatory to discriminate against between women and men of whether or not they can be topless. Okay, now this sets the stage for today's topic and what we're going to discuss, which is a very interesting case going out of Utah about an individual that was topless and her stepchildren saw her. So obviously this the real mom complains,
yes,
and she is being brought before the courts on a misdemeanor. And we're going to talk about that. Now, why does Utah have anything to do with Colorado? The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals covers 10 states, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma. So now I think this is being pushed, and we're going to talk about this Utah woman that is fighting these charges for a misdemeanor for being topless in her garage doing drywall.
And you know, we're just teasing it right now.
I know. It's just...
Wait until you hear what the potential penalty is.
Right.
If she loses on all of this, it is mind-boggling.
All I know is there's a lot of nipple-freeing going on around the Western United States.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
But it's our job as the hosts and producer of Radio Law Talk to keep folks abreast of what's going on.
Right.
And
that's
why
we have our Krispy Kreme donuts with us.
It is. We create good memories.
Yes, and we have the freedom to discuss this.
And
yes,
we're going
yes,
to.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to go back to the Krispy Kreme donuts. So we're going to talk about that, but in the meantime, Cal, get ready to tee up, because we have a thing called Case or No Case, which those of you who have joined us for the first time, which everybody has not, because we've got all our same listeners that love us to death that just stay here with us. But Cal's going to give us a scenario. Is it a case or not a case? We have to determine, and what is the outcome? And with Denise not here, I, who am in last place, may be able to catch up a little bit, Cal, if you roll Case or No Case before the break.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, folks, here's your scenario. An Arkansas paramedic has a problem. She can't leave dead people, or specifically their jewelry, alone.
Oh.
Lisa Glaze is alleged to have cut a ring off the finger of a deceased woman. Not the finger, just the ring. And sold it to a pawnbroker for $45. You know, the ring had the slice in it, and the pawnbroker didn't go, anything untoward about this? Didn't do that. The deceased actually had three rings on her fingers when she passed. Two, the least valuable, were found. The third, alas, was missing. So the family members sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin?
Yes.
Case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Case or no case? The case of the... The five-finger discount.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Well, this certainly sounds like something that would be a case. It kind of sounds like something that you would read about and then spring on us, not necessarily having it actually be a case. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, yes, it is a case, and the family does sue. And I'm going to say that, actually, you know, they don't even really need to sue, because it's a crime what she did. Look, the ring belongs to somebody, and that might be up for grabs as to who it belongs to, but we know who it doesn't belong to. It doesn't belong to the EMT. So I'm going to say it's a case, and the EMT ring theft person... Ring thief is liable. She is found guilty.
By virtue of criminally, you're saying criminally. Okay.
Either criminally or civilly, depending on how. She has liability, and she loses.
All right. Very good. Mr. Penny, what's
so I was
you?
Sitting Case here smelling the Krispy Kreme donuts, and my mind was not thinking about what Cal was saying. So did I miss it? Did they find out that she actually took the ring, the EMT, or did they just thought that this...
Well,
EMT
it got
did?
Pawned. So
right.
That was part of their investigation. They're presuming that she took it. I mean, she
okay.
Pawned.
All right. I'm going to say it's a case, and she is not found. The EMT is not found guilty or not liable because there's no proof or there's no evidence that she actually took it. That's the issue here, is whether or not there's proof that she was the actual one that took it. That's what I didn't know, Cal, when I was smelling my Krispy Kreme donuts.
I can understand the intoxication of the...
process a little bit off this morning until we get rid of those. So hold on. Hold on here. Hold on. This is me opening up the Krispy Kreme donut.
Yes, yes. It's
the smell.
Donuts.
All right, all right. We'll be back.
Best Homer Simpson.
We're going to be back, and we're going to find out whether or not Fred's right or Todd's right on Case or No Case.
Stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the answer to Case or No Case after this. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at Penny.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
No point for you.
Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
The no points for you is very important that you played that segment. Because
yep.
Why, Cal?
Well, because Denise is late, therefore no points for her on this particular case.
Yes.
Okay. But
she gives the look. She...
Well, wait, Todd, let me turn on the mic. Sorry, Todd, okay.
Welcome, Denise.
Cal's got to turn on.
Well, Denise wasn't here, so...
So I just welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You slept in?
I overslept.
Oh, my God.
It was such a nice morning.
What do you call it? What's the stuff that's in Turkey? What's it called?
Tryptophan.
It's a tryptophan overload.
I do have an interesting story that got back to me and Denise and a dinner that we went to with Fred earlier.
Okay.
And something unique that happened. Don't let me forget.
Okay, we won't let you forget. Cal, so the case is very clear that
yes.
We have an individual, it's an EMT, that likes to, quote, five-finger things
yes.
off of people who... decease, and apparently there was a ring missing from one of the deceased, and they found it in a pawn shop, and a lawsuit ensued.
For those of you who say that this was a case, may I see by the show of hands,
that's two of
Fred
us.
And Todd both, and the answer is
yes.
But for those of you who say it was a civil case, may I see?
I don't know what to say.
Well, I said there was. I didn't delineate.
I didn't delineate either.
I want to clear it for those of you who say it was a criminal case.
We
may
said
I see?
We don't know.
I said it was either or.
You know, either
this puts
or.
Me in a bit of the
either
horns or. Of a bit of a dilemma because it's Mr. Kunin's initial reaction, of course, was correct, which was that the ring that she got $45 for at the pawn shop was worth $8,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
So
did they sue the pawn shop?
No. The cops came in and just arrested her and said, you're going to go upriver for theft. So they fired her from her job. She got a few years, no
there
record.
You go, Todd.
And no word as to whether additional restitution was required.
Okay.
The family got all the jewelry back. The pawn dealer, Hot Springs Classic Gun and Loan, was out. It's $45. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case.
Good job, Todd. Todd got 2 points. Fred got one.
Fred got one.
At least I got 1 point.
I would say just technically, so under restitution, she would not owe... Obviously, would not owe the family the restitution for $8,000 because they got the ring back. But I would make the argument that she should owe the pawn shop the $45.
There's that, and yes. Also the cost of repairing this gold or platinum or whatever it is they cut through to take the ring off of her finger.
Oh,
because those are not cheap repairs. You know, they have to go in and solder it and flux it.
So she cut it off the person's finger?
Yeah, at least she didn't cut off her finger. She just cut off the ring.
Now way back in the day, I used to sell jewelry when I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And it was very common. There's a little thing they give you. Folks would come in, and it was the typical, their body had grown beyond the capacity to remove that ring.
Right.
And so you go ahead and cut it off, and they do send it in. And so that they can repair it, but the repair you're paying for the gold.
It's negligible, but for an $8,000 ring, I would imagine that some guy's going to look at that and go, I better get this right, you know.
The big problem is if it's a channel set diamond, you know, those are the ones that are set in, when you go and bend it out like that, you change the dynamics of the ring, you can lose diamonds. It's doing that that sometimes causes the diamonds to fall out. But and that's your tip for the day.
Well, thank you very much. At Radio Law Talk, you know about diamonds, you know about rings, you know about Krispy Kreme donuts, but most of all, you're going to learn about more anecdotal stuff this week, 2 days after Christmas, and the anecdotal stuff is as follows.
That is our anecdotal.
Yes, Denise and Todd actually paid Frederick William Penny, that's me, off for my case or no case bet that I was the winner. And we went to Steak and Lobster, and Todd, you had something anecdotal to discuss about that.
This is just hilarious. The rumor mill. Okay, so I, as you know, I am single. I have not been married for easily 8-9 years
now.
Okay. So when Denise and I went to go pick up Fred to take him out to this dinner. And when we did, we stopped off at a grocery store so that we could get flowers and chocolates for Fred.
Yes.
And happened to run into somebody who knew my former spouse. And the next
right at the door. I mean, we literally walked in and they were right in front of us.
And the next day, I get the call. So I hear you're seeing somebody.
Zadig said Todd.
Oh, that's hilarious.
To which Todd says, it's only been 8 years. Can you let it go already?
Yeah.
And it was like super awkward because he like almost forgot to introduce me.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was trying not to introduce me.
To hide.
Trying to hide. Quick. Go run to the frozen food section. Okay, I'll get you over there.
Well, I didn't hear about that. I did get flowers, which was kind of weird, but I gave them to my wife here for you. But I got chocolate, which is
which you didn't give to your wife.
I ate some. She ate a few, but I ate those definitely.
Man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah. So today we're going to do something very important, and we only have a few minutes left, and we're going to continue through next segment because this is very important. I want all of you listening to us to go out and grab a box of Krispy Kreme during the break, okay? I am not here to promote Krispy Kreme, but we're going to do a test. I want you to get the following. I want you to get the chocolate ice raspberry filled, which, by the way, according to the lady at Krispy Kreme, they no longer have that one, or at least didn't have it at this one, but they do have the iced raspberry filled.
Mm.
I got that one. The glazed raspberry filled, I got that one too. The maple bar, they don't have a maple bar. They said they have a maple donut. So I got the maple donut. And the glazed blueberry cake. That's what I want you to get. That's very, very important for this segment. I'm telling you why. Krispy Kreme is being sued by an individual that I believe has no time on their hands because they're claiming that they're falsely advertising the ingredients of its fruit-filled and maple-glazed donuts, that it's all not real, and that this person has been damaged because of it. I'm trying to figure out what the damage is. I'm trying to think of, okay, now you're not going to gain as much weight. Maybe that's a damage.
Tell me they're a law student, please.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just trying to figure out where this individual gets the time going, you know what? I think I'm going to bring a lawsuit because I don't know that that's exactly real stuff. We're going to talk about that lawsuit and the legal issues there, especially whether or not you could sue someone under the false advertisement because they don't like, you don't like what their ingredients are. We're going to be back. Krispy Kreme class action.
This is Radio Law Talk on the radio and also on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back home. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ahead of Labor Day, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to strike in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures that address racial injustice. Labor leaders who represent teachers, auto workers, truck drivers, and clerical staff, among others, signaled on Friday that they're willing to escalate the protest to force local and federal lawmakers to take action on police reforms and what they call systematic racism. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada over this Labor Day weekend. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us.
Some areas could see 120 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Cal's playing all kinds of jives, man.
Everything I can get in there.
Everything you can get in there, you can just try it out, man. All right. All right, here we are. I just got to let you know that today is a Krispy Kreme Donuts Day. There is a lawsuit being pursued against Krispy Kreme Donuts. I, myself, the host of Radio Law Talk, the nationally syndicated Radio Law Talk, felt that it was important and imperative that what we do is bring in this wonderful Krispy Kreme, and we're going to test whether or not this class action case is going to win. And we're going to, I think it's really imperative post-Thanksgiving, since I haven't eaten enough and I'm kind of still hungry, that we check out the Krispy Kreme donuts. We bought them. And the lawsuit is concerning these individual little jewels. Look at them. Look at them. Go. I'm live. Who wants to go live on their on theirs? Because I'm live on my personal Facebook page. But I'm telling you, look at those jewels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 glazed donuts. And then we have a glazed, and that must be the raspberry filled.
Yes.
That is part of this lawsuit. Then we've got a, was that a maple or a maple?
That's a maple.
And mm-hmm. then down there, at the what is that one at the bottom?
That is the glazed blueberry cake that is being sued and is supposedly there's false advertising about the blueberry cake.
And so that's what happened. This, the plaintiff or the representative plaintiff. So the representative plaintiff, and that is you have a class action lawsuit, and there's usually a plaintiff, and then a bunch of others that are
right.
That join in. They get have the right to join in.
And his name is Jason Sadian. and he decided to file a lawsuit because he claimed that the glazed raspberry filled, the maple bar, and the glazed blueberry cake donuts do not actually contain real raspberries, maple, or blueberries. That is the
complaint. All right.
And he's trying to protect the consumers.
He is. I mean, look, we have global warming. We have economy that's up and down. We have an impeachment going
people
on.
People
being shot. We've got all of this stuff. People kneeling during the national anthem. But dang it, Krispy Kreme is the one we are going to go ahead and focus on. That's his pet
is program. This the same guy that sued Subway because their foot longer was only 11 inches long?
No, but that was a very good suit. That suit.
Cal's talking about the foot long again.
You know, if I just can't even go there, okay?
A man can dream.
Let's stick with our Krispy Kreme donuts.
Or exaggerate.
Yeah, right.
Did that come from you?
I said nothing.
Would you guys, can we continue on
let's continue on.
So how are you going to tell, Fred?
Just this is what we're going to do.
Donut to the lips. How are you going to tell?
Well, you got to understand a couple of things. First of all, one of the reasons this lawsuit is coming forth is he says the tray behind the glass counter, as they're displayed, the placards on the front provide the name of the donut variety, which is tricky. Okay, now here's my point. I'm arguing for defense now, all right? So one of the big arguments is the raspberry filled is not real raspberry. It is a iced raspberry filled, and a glazed raspberry filled is not real raspberry. Now, out on the front of the counter, it says raspberry filled or raspberry donut, right? Who says it is real raspberries on that? I might say, as a defense counsel, how do we know we're not talking about someone rubbing a raspberry on someone's leg? And that's what it's about.
There are also legal definitions as to real filling and jam, right? Like sugar percentages, pectin, and actual fruit juice and all that.
But do they say real on it? I don't think they do. They just say the word raspberry.
Well, has this guy done a chemical analysis, or is he just speculating?
I don't know, but I think we need to test.
Yeah,
so
no, he did. I think he did an analysis.
You guys talk all you want.
What he did on the maple version, he tested to find out if there was any maple syrup or maple in it, or a derivative of some kind of maple, and nothing was in there that was maple.
Cal?
Well, that's practically
criminal.
Can you
send your runner over here to come get one of these for you? Denise, here you go. Here you go.
All right, now here's
Denise, you have to take a look. My fingers are clean. I wash my hands.
As you're chewing, please give us a report, Denise.
Okay.
What are you chewing? What kind
of Cal. That one's for Cal. That's for Cal. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I'm just eating it.
Is that a maple you have there, Mr. Kuhner?
I have the
We're all trying the blueberry.
I have the blueberry donut.
Blueberry donuts.
Wait, I don't care if that's real blueberry or not.
You can see the blueberries.
That is the part that's kind of questionable. If there's no blueberries in it, what are those little blue things in there?
See? I don't know. Does it matter?
I think it does.
Did that trick you did?
It's blueberry-licious.
It's blueberry-licious,
yes.
According to Cal.
It does.
All right, let's go next. Here we go. We got to keep going here. This is live radio, so this is very important. I am cutting now. I wish someone would take a picture of me doing this, but they're too busy eating.
Yes, what you got?
This is the famous maple. Okay, come get one for Cal. Here we go. All right, this one's for Cal.
That's his favorite kind, huh?
Here's Cal. Cal, it's coming your way.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right. Maple.
Maple. Okay, here you go, Todd. I'm going to give you the largest part because you like maple donuts.
Sure, I do now.
And I'm worried that you just have to take a bite, Denise. I'm worried that they are tricking us on this maple donut. And they say it's not real maple. Let me try.
That one I don't care. It could be not real maple. It's really good.
Here's the thing about this. This is not a novel idea here. This is not the first time. Krispy Kreme has been sued by my count at least three times in the last 2 or 3 years over the exact same allegations, and the lawsuits all got dismissed in 2016.
Sorry.
In 2016, there was a class action lawsuit claiming that they engaged in false advertising and misled customers about the nutritional content. That was dismissed in 2017.
You're worried about nutritional content when you're eating a donut.
When you're eating a donut. That's amazing. Okay. Then there was another...
I guess that goes back to the cigarette cases, right?
There was another nutritional content class action lawsuit that was filed in 2017. That was dismissed as well. In 2018, somebody, let's see, last name was Agahanyan, A-G-A-H-A-N-Y-A-N, Miss A, sued, and get this, listen to these donuts that she complained about. They should stop selling donuts with using the words blueberry, maple, claiming that they didn't have actual maple or blueberries in it. She wanted the donut giants to pay $1,000 per plaintiff in the class action lawsuit. That got dismissed. And so here this person is reviving a class action lawsuit or the idea of a class action lawsuit when Krispy Kreme has already been down this road before in the last two or three years. They've all been dismissed. This isn't going anywhere.
I hate to say it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. You ready for this? It smells like Robitussin DM strawberry or the raspberry cough syrup. I'm sorry. That smell, it brought back bad memories.
It smells like cough syrup, but it tastes like heaven.
It smells like cough syrup. I'm sorry, Krispy Kreme. I'm a fan. Oh, my gosh. Smell that.
I agree.
Smell it right there.
It has the cough syrup aftertaste.
Oh, that's a cough syrup. Hold on. Let me try the cough syrup.
You know, out there are people that are just like, oh, my gosh.
This is how Fred sounded last Friday when we went to dinner.
somebody is tuning in right now and has no idea what's going on because they missed the context. And it's just like, what the heck is going on?
I'm for the lawsuit for the raspberry. I want real raspberries. That tastes like cough syrup. I'm sorry, Krispy Kreme. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
That does not taste good. I'm sorry. I'm a raspberry. I like raspberries, but a fresh raspberry is the most important thing, Cal.
I agree.
I don't know.
But, you know. If I'm the plaintiff or defendant, if I'm Krispy Kreme, I'm tempted. Go ahead. Take this thing all the way to a jury trial. Go ahead. I want to see you with a straight face try to convince a jury that this matters.
Now, here's the deal.
It's a donut shop.
Just so you know, the glazed, why they say glazed lemon-filled donuts contain actual lemon juice. Cinnamon apple actually has apples in it. And glazed strawberry has strawberries. Therefore, it's confusing because you're automatically thinking everything else has got those wonderful flavors like the Krispy Kreme donuts.
And my response is, look, we specifically said in this because that's the stuff that has real. If we wanted to say that stuff had it, we would have said so.
Well, all I got to say, he's asking for $5 million.
Yeah.
$5 million. Cal says we got 30 seconds left. During the break, let's see if we consume all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 donuts left.
In the interest of the law, I suggest you dive in.
We dive in. We will dive in. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about the Salt Lake City case and can women go topless out in the public.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's more coming right up.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process.
Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Yeah, it's the final segment of Radio Law Talk that you've been waiting for. I know Krispy Kreme was one of your most important, the most exciting, but we talked about this in the past. And this was a number of months ago that a Colorado city, and it was Colorado Springs, had an ordinance that you can't, as a woman, go topless in
downtown.
The public, yeah. Downtown, wherever, in public, yeah. And their lawsuit ensued due to the fact that they said that was discriminatory because men are able to go topless, but women can't. And I will tell you right now, I will not go topless. I'm now old enough and look ugly enough that I will wear a shirt when I go outside. Guess what happens? It goes to the appellate court, which is the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and that covers 10 states, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma, and they held that that was unconstitutional. You cannot discriminate against women over men about not being able to wear their top, and so as it sits now, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals said it's okay for women to go topless in the public.
That you cannot have an absolute ban against it. That's,
right.
That was kind of limited
now,
in that realm.
Now, what you could do is maybe as a city, Denise, you could say, all right, we're now going to ban men from going topless, too. And then it wouldn't be discriminatory. Is that true? You could probably say men and women, you can't go topless.
And I think that could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
That defeats the argument.
Yeah.
And some men, I think most men shouldn't go topless anyway. Don't you think, Todd?
I believe there are definitely some men that should not go topless.
And I would say most men.
Should not.
Probably many women who shouldn't as well. If you're doing it from an aesthetic standpoint, it's not always. But that's not the point. The point is equality, right? Isn't that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so this woman in Salt Lake City area, she is a stepmom. Now, that's right when I heard stepmom, I said, okay, there you go. There's the issue. And there are laws, Todd, that you know about children that you can't be lewd and lascivious. What's the word, lewd and lascivious around children?
Generally speaking.
Generally
that is
speaking.
Yes.
And you've got to be careful what you have to do around children. And they were doing the drywall. This father and stepmom were doing drywall in their garage. And they didn't want to get dirty and dusty. He took his shirt off, and so did she. And the children walked in, I believe, age 13, 9, and...
13 is too old for
13,
that.
13, 9, or...
9 through 13.
9 through 13,
there
whatever
three.
That is. There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked in and saw this, and she admits that she's a feminist and is kind of pushing this agenda. And guess what happens? They go home and tell mom. And what does mom say? We're going to pursue this. But actually... According to the prosecutors, they said that wasn't the original reason they went there, but they were investigating other issues, and I'm sure it had to do with drinking, because their argument, that is the prosecution, was that she was drinking at the time. There was that issue, but they were there for the welfare of the children on another investigation that wasn't related to this. So, I don't know what happened.
The big difference here is that they were in the privacy of their own home. They were in their garage. They were doing drywall. They were getting dirty. Both him and her took off their shirts.
I bet they were.
And she took off her...
What did you just say?
Oh, sorry. What, they were
getting dirty.
Let's just go ahead.
Their clothing was...
Did you say they were getting dirty?
No, let's go ahead. If we read the transcript, what Denise says, they were in their garage... They were getting dirty. They took off their shirts.
And away we go.
Out came the spackle.
No.
Next thing you know, a trowel was involved.
And the roller.
And so,
the roller.
Yes.
This is the look that I give them when they get too
keep going, but I want to touch on why being in a private place doesn't matter for purposes of the law in Utah. For purposes of the Utah law.
Okay, tell me about the Utah law.
No, I totally get where you're going to go with that, but I think it's really important because here we've got one person whose right of privacy right now is at risk. And she's in her own home, and the children walk into the situation. It's not like she did it in front of the children. They walk in, but this is what their mother said. Their mother became alarmed because she said that she removed her shirt and bra in front of the children while under the influence of alcohol and said that if a man could take his shirt off, a woman should be able to do as well. So the mother kind of turned it all around and put it out there, and then they're investigated. And the worst part of it is the husband's not investigated. The husband's not charged with any crime. The husband was doing exactly the same thing as the stepmother was doing. And I think that the...
He acknowledged it and allowed it,
Well, he did, but still, Free the Nipple campaign. You guys know about that, right?
Sure.
That's
a
huge movement globally.
Every year, there's one Free the Nipple Day, and everybody goes marching down the streets in various cities around the world without their...
I know Cal goes to those ones, wherever that city is.
There's one in Chico, I know that, and there's one...
Cal's talking
never
about...
Never been there.
The
but I'm just saying...
This is a global movement, and it's a real movement. It's like, if men could take off their shirts, so should women. You know, why are our chests a symbol of something that's sexual and, you know, inherently pornographic or whatever? That's just not right.
I can't hold my Facebook because Todd's look is like,
Well, I agree with that, Denise. I agree with that. However, I will say that if that is true, if it is true that it is unfortunate that the female breast is used and exploited in that way, then those who model...
It's a touchy topic.
Well, it could be.
Not recently. But,
did you say not recently?
Yes. I'm just going to say that
Not recently, not for a long time.
Victoria's Secret, Fredericks of Hollywood, all these places that sell lingerie to skimp this stuff up and bikinis and all that stuff, to actually make it look more sexy would be completely out of business if it weren't for the fact that they are, sexy things.
Victoria's Secret has stopped its main... show that they have now because they don't want to exploit the women.
That's true, but they haven't stopped selling bras. They just stopped the advertising.
Well, the need is still there.
But there's need, and then there is, you know, it's like driving a car. Well, I have four wheels and a horn, I'm okay. Yeah, but I want to drive the Maserati. So, yeah, we could do the same thing with duct tape, some baling wire, and Silly Putty, but no, I'm getting the Victoria's Secret bra. So
you could do it with Silly Putty?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
He makes a lot of stuff with them.
Duct tape. No wonder he's single. Duct tape, Silly Putty.
Here's barbed wire. Here's the thing about this case. If it was truly they're working and she takes the top off because it's hot, and if those facts bear out, yeah, she's probably not going to be found guilty. However, if the facts as alleged by the police and the investigators and the mom bear out, which are, now this is just...
I like to use the word bear quite often.
This is just an allegation. But the allegation is that she had been drinking and got to the point where she was drunk and then stripped the clothes off to make a point to the children. If that is the allegation and if that is true, then it's something a little different.
Cal, okay? You have a comment.
Yeah, Denise also raised another question which I found interesting. She says the mother has a right to privacy, or her privacy was being infringed upon. In California, there's a constitutional right to privacy. There's not one in the U.S. Constitution. I don't know if there's one in the Utah Constitution.
But, Cal, with children involved, different story.
No, I understand, but she raised the issue of privacy, and I'm not sure that there is a constitutionally guaranteed right to privacy in the state of Utah. I don't know.
There is still right of privacy even under the U.S. Constitution, but it's in the preamble.
Right, implied.
Let's put it that way. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness are privacy interests.
Before we get too far,
tell us what she could get if she's found guilty.
Yes, if she's found guilty, not only is she looking at jail time, but she's also looking at having to register as a sex offender for the rest of her life.
No, for 10 years.
10 years.
Depends on where she moves.
Oh.
Because if she moves to California and they don't change the law, it could be a lifetime registration depending on the state where she goes to. Now, that's the issue here, and the law in Utah is more strict than California. So we're going to follow this to find out what's going on.
Remember, we've already burned through an hour. Join us next hour. We're going to have even more fun. We're not going to talk about Krispy Kreme donuts. We're going to eat the rest of them. And we're not going to talk about topless women in Utah anymore. That's it. We're just done with those two. And let's hope Krispy Kreme wins. I'm not a fan of the raspberry donut, though. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a fan. Cal, thanks a lot. We'll be back. Hour number two.
All right, thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station, of course, and on RadioLawTalk.com. We will continue momentarily, so stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years
that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.